At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I'm Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years, founded hempfest.org. This year, moving to an online event in October. I'm also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly Reefer Radio Rebellion where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me, hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Ashley DeLisi. Ashley's father, Richard DeLisi, 71, is currently serving 98 years in prison for smuggling cannabis into Florida in the 1980s. He was convicted in 1989 as part of a law enforcement reverse sting entrapment operation. Sentencing guidelines recommended a 12 to 17 year sentence for DeLisi's offenses. Instead, he was sentenced to 98 years because prosecutors decided to go after him on RICO conspiracy charges. The Federal Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, was meant to be used as a tool to break the grip of organized crime on American cities. Florida passed its own state version of the RICO Act in 1977, making any criminal conspiracy a first-degree felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Because Richard and his brother received a RICO conviction, the judge handed down a sentence far in excess of the recommended state guidelines. Richard's daughter, Ashley, has joined me today to tell us about her and her father's disturbing and moving stories. Welcome, Ashley, to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you, Vivian.
I just want to start off by thanking you for your willingness to come on this show and talk about your father and all that your family has been through. Ashley, you were 3 years old when your dad went to prison, and you're now 35. How does it feel to you to have been robbed of your father essentially all your life by prohibitionists? It just must be tremendously hard on both of you.
Yeah, it sucks. This whole thing sucks. And then...
So, I mean, you have basically had your father in prison for your entire life.
Yeah.
How has that been for you and your family?
Horrible. Like, he's only seen two of his five, out of his five grandchildren.
Wow, I mean, so you've missed out on an entire lifetime of time with your dad. Have you had the opportunity to hear from him on what that's been like for him?
Yeah, I talked to him through JPEG.
Uh-huh. And what does he say to you about all of this? Does he keep track of your life?
Yes, which he sends me emails and videos.
What is JPEG like? How does that work?
It's like an app to connect to your prisoner loved ones. He has a tablet.
Got it. So it's an application that lets you communicate with people that are incarcerated?
Yeah.
Wow. Your father was set up by an informant in a reverse sting operation who worked with several government agencies, including the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, IRS, Customs, to essentially create a criminal conspiracy and entice your father and his brother into committing a crime. What do you think your father could have accomplished in the last 29 years if he wasn't in prison? What was he doing before he went to prison?
He was working at an auto mechanic shop and racing cars.
Wow. So your father was essentially robbed of an entire lifetime of experiences and accomplishments.
Yeah.
Your father, Richard, uses a walker to get around Florida's South Bay Correctional Facility. His health issues include arthritis, diabetes, neuropathy, high blood pressure, back problems, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Do you know what kind of medical care he is receiving while he's incarcerated?
Just operations and surgeries, stuff like that.
Do you think that he's getting quality health care in prison?
I don't think so.
Have you heard anything from him about his condition, about how he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Okay. Your father's expected to be released in 2022, but he's incarcerated in Florida, where 5,000 inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. You must be very concerned about his health, and I imagine you must be very hopeful that after all these decades, you'll be able to have a reunion with him?
Yes. Yes, I am concerned about the COVID in the prison. And I want to hug my dad outside of prison walls.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. You must miss your father very much. I can't even imagine what it's like. How has this impacted the rest of your family?
All his brothers and his sisters are alive. His parents died.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom died, and my little brother died. My dad's youngest son died.
While he was in prison?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be terribly hard.
Yeah, it is.
Have you visited your father in prison?
When I was younger.
And what then, was that? Go ahead.
And maybe a few years ago, I don't, with a friend.
What was that experience like?
It was all like officially and like pat downs. I grew up with a bunch of pat downs and stuff like that.
Were you able to have any physical contact with your dad?
Yes.
That's good. You probably had people watching you, overseeing you while you communicated with him?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw your father in prison?
Like probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow. That's something else.
Yeah.
So if you could talk to the people that put your dad in prison for, you know, this crazy sentence that he got of 98 years, which is basically a century. If you could talk to the people that gave him that sentence, what would you say to them?
I'd ask them, why did they ruin my life? And stuff like that.
How hard has it been on you, Ashley, growing up without your father? I mean, now you don't have either one of your parents.
Really hard.
What do you think you've missed out on with your dad?
All the father and daughter stuff that dads do with their kids.
Ashley, can you describe your father at all? I mean, what kind of a is your father? What is it that you love about him that you're missing out on?
Is love and affection and
him being there for you.
Yeah.
Has your father talked about what he would like to do if and when he gets out of prison? I mean, he's lost over 30 years of his life.
Right. I don't know. Maybe take care of me and like me, his grandchildren. Uh-huh. I got a 4-year-old son that he hasn't met.
Right. So, you know, going to school when you were younger and stuff, I mean, people must have asked about your family. Did you struggle to talk about your father's incarceration? What was that experience like going to school with your dad in prison?
It was embarrassing.
Something you didn't want to talk about?
Yeah.
I can imagine how rough that's been on you. Why didn't you want to talk about it?
Because I didn't want to be judged about it.
You didn't want people to ridicule you and judge you and say that your dad was a criminal, even though you know that he really did nothing wrong?
Yeah.
Do you think that the law should be changed?
Yes, I do.
So do I. So do I, Ashley, and that's what this show is all about. I am talking to Ashley DeLisi, whose father, Richard DeLisi, is currently serving 98 years in prison for smuggling cannabis into Florida in the 1980s. We are going to take a brief break, hear a word from our sponsors and advertisers, and come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take-anywhere treat.
The cannabis industry is evolving at a radical pace, progressing toward the green peak. Each week, join Richard Zwicky, a cannabis visionary and entrepreneur, as he interviews experts from around the globe to discuss updates and evolutions in the world of cannabis. The Green Peak with Richard Zwicky.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with Ashley DeLisi, daughter of Richard DeLisi. Ashley, the voters of Florida legalized medical cannabis in 2016. This actually stopped. Sorry, let me reset that. Where's your father in prison?
Yes.
Is he in Florida?
Yes, he is.
Okay, just want to make sure that I have that right. All right, 10 seconds. Sorry about that. And we're back with Ashley DeLisi, daughter of Richard DeLisi. Ashley, the voters of Florida, where your father is incarcerated, legalized medical cannabis in 2016. This year, state licensed dispensaries are expected to sell as much as $800 million in cannabis products to Floridians. There are states, you know, all over America where people are selling cannabis legally, growing cannabis legally. How does it make you feel to know that there are people all over this country who are making money off of the same thing that your father is still in prison for?
Aggravated and irritated.
Think that's wrong?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever talked with your father about that fact that cannabis is becoming legal now?
All the time.
What does he feel about it?
He thinks, like, when it happens, that he needs to get released.
I can imagine. Your father has a host of medical problems, and he's in prison, you know, walking with a walker. I can't even imagine what that's like. Your father might benefit from medical marijuana. What are the laws like for medical marijuana in your state of Kentucky?
It's not legal here, and ain't no laws.
Wow. So if your father gets out of prison, he will probably be on parole, I imagine. He won't be able to use cannabis at all. Does that bother you?
No.
No? You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard's legal team is currently gathering evidence and support for a state clemency petition, The Last Prisoner Project, whose representatives we've had on this show, is raising awareness about unjustly incarcerated Americans like your father, Richard. The conspiracy for which your father was convicted was an offense that he claims was never completed and was entirely abandoned. Would you know anything about efforts to get your father clemency, and are you hopeful that he will receive clemency?
Yes, I am. Which we traveled to Florida with the with Stacy's bus, the cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Stacy Thies.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and my uncle Teddy was there. That was like one of my dad's court dates.
Were you able to visit your dad when you guys did your bus tour?
No.
Wow. What did you guys do?
We just, like, stood at the corner with a bunch of signs and all sat in the courtroom.
You sat in the courtroom? What was going on there?
The judge was trying to decipher the hearing on clemency.
How did that go, Ashley?
It didn't, obviously.
Man, that's just crazy. That's just unacceptable. As of 2018, Ashley, there was more than 70 people serving life sentences for cannabis convictions that did not include violence. There was no violence associated with your father's supposed offenses. Have you met or talked to any other children of a parent incarcerated for a nonviolent cannabis conviction like your father?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to meet people like that?
Yes, I would.
What would you say to them?
I'd tell them this is not like how you live your life.
On top of your dad being incarcerated in prison, you have faced some tremendous personal challenges. You are recovering from a devastating accident in 2018. It shattered your pelvis and broke your neck. You're still in rehabilitation for it. You lost your brother and mother, as you mentioned, in 2019. Your father's parents passed away while he's been incarcerated. I can't imagine how hard this has been on you and your dad. Can you talk about your accident at all?
Yeah, I was in a head-on collision near my house. And then I got airlifted to Vanderbilt in Nashville.
And that is...
I was taking my son to the dentist.
Wow. and that left you seriously medically impacted, right?
Yes, I'm stuck in a wheelchair. And then on the operation table for my neck, I had a stroke.
Man, I can't imagine how hard that's been on you and your dad. And the whole time that you're going through that, you didn't have your father there for you. How do you get through the day? I mean, what keeps you going? You've been through so much. I have so much respect for you.
I don't know. Therapists and therapy. Stuff like that.
How old is your child now?
He's 4.
Wow, so you're taking care of a 4-year-old child? Do you know all of this? Or you have your son and somebody's taking care of your son right now?
My son's dad's taking care of him, which I haven't had him since my accident.
Oh man, on top of everything else, that's got to be just really difficult for you.
Yeah.
What would you want people to know about your father?
He's a good man and loving and caring. And
he must really regret not being there for you for your entire life.
Yeah.
Do you so you talk to him on this platform? What has he told you about his life in prison? Do you know much about what he does every day?
Yeah, no. He keeps talking about this corona stuff.
He's concerned about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
He's kind of a prisoner in two ways. He's incarcerated, but he's also stuck in there, unable to social distance, probably getting inadequate protections, and more than likely inadequate health care. Are you concerned for his safety and his health while he's in there?
All the time. I don't want to lose my dad to the judicial system.
That would be a shame. So I read that your father is expected to be released in 2022. Do you know why that is? Is that the clemency or is that him just coming up for parole?
I don't know. That's just the date on the actual website. And probably his good behavior and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to your father at all about where he would go or where he would be if he gets out of prison? Would he be stuck in Florida?
I don't know. I asked him to move in my house with me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I got a house like 4 hours away from where I'm at right now.
But you're in a rehabilitation facility at the moment?
Yes.
Gosh, you've been through so much. I can't even imagine what all that is like. You had a lot of loss in your life. And it sounds like you're really just going through this all alone. Do you have a support network at all?
No.
Go ahead.
I don't think so. Maybe my family and stuff like that.
Are you in physical therapy at the moment?
Yeah. Physical and occupational and speech.
Wow, because you're not only recovering from your broken neck and pelvis, but you're recovering from a stroke as well.
Yes.
Man, well, it sounds like you've been, you know, making some progress. We have to go to another break, but I just want to tell you how impressed I am with your strength and your courage and your willingness to come on here with everything that you have going on. You hang in there. You know, we're pulling for you here. We're going to come to another break, and then we're going to come back for our final questions with Ashley DeLisi. So don't go anywhere, folks.
Time to roll out for the people that let us have present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio. And I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Dazed and Infused. Join sugar industry expert Latham Woodward for a happier hour each week for a lively and often hilarious discussion on the infusion of cannabis into food, beverages, and life. Explore exciting new culinary landscape trends with fascinating friends and guests who are leading the industry into the uncharted mainstream. Discover curated menus, enhanced cocktails, and live tastings. Life's a little sweeter here on Dazed and Infused.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back on Cannabis Radio with Ashley DeLisi, the daughter of Richard DeLisi, serving almost a 100-year sentence in prison for smuggling cannabis. I am going to give some information on how people can support Richard's release from prison, Richard DeLisi. Before I do that, do you have any last words that you'd like to leave people with? Any last thoughts on what you'd like to say to people as far as why they should support your father's release and help us get him out of prison?
Yes. We got a petition that needs to be signed. That, and...
You have a petition?
Yeah. I think it's free delete. It's on change.org, freedelisi.com, stuff like that.
I changed it. And that's capital D-E, capital L-I-S-I. People that are interested in supporting Richard's release can email Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and urge him to grant clemency to Richard DeLisi. And I'm going to give that email address a couple times. It's Governor Ron dot DeSantis at EOG dot myflorida dot com. Once again, that's Governor Ron, R-O-N dot DeSantis, D-E-S-A-N-T-I-S at EOG dot myflorida, M-Y-F-L-O-R-I-D-A dot com. You can actually write Richard DeLisi personally at Florida's South Bay Correctional Facility. And that is, once again, Florida's South Bay Correctional Facility. And that's at 600 U.S. Highway 27, South Bay, Florida, 33493-2233. I'll give that again. That is Florida's South Bay Correctional Facility, 600 U.S. Highway 27, South Bay, Florida, 33493-2233. You can also, if you're listening to this podcast, at least on the Cannabis Radio platform, and I imagine on any platform, because we're on many, you can take your cursor and you can actually move the show back and hear that email address and that physical address again. You know, this show and my work for the last 29 years at Seattle Hemp Fest has really been all about this cause of preventing people from going to prison for cannabis, going to jails and prisons and losing their freedom and their rights. But even more importantly, for getting people out of jails and prisons for cannabis. I often hear people here in Washington State saying, oh, Hemp Fest, you guys still doing that? Isn't it legal? And no, cannabis is not legal, because as long as there are people, Americans, in jails and prisons for cannabis, then it's not legal. And as long as there are people losing custody of their children and losing their homes and property and bank accounts and people losing their jobs or, you know, peeing in a bottle over cannabis and things like that. And as long as we have non-scientific DUI laws, which don't test for impairment, but test for, you know, cannabis metabolites in your blood, which can be in there for a week or two after smoking cannabis and not affect your driving at all. As long as these things are going on, then it's not legal. And we need to keep up the reform and keep up the work. But more importantly, we need to work to get people out of jails and prisons for cannabis. We need to help them expunge their records once they get out of jail so they can get jobs and they can rent homes and get loans and things like that. And we need reentry assistance as they come out of jails and prisons. We need to help them and train them for job placement. And some people, like, you know, like Richard, have been in for 30 or more years, and he won't even recognize the society that he's in once he gets out. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it so much, Ashley, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And now we're going to get to Weekly Pitcher, Hemp Present on CannabisRadar.com, and that's the quote of the week. It is sad that no one truly knows a nation until one has been inside its jails. A nation should not be judged by how it treats its highest citizens, but its lower ones. And that's South African political prisoner and then President Nelson Mandela. Join me next week for some more Reaper repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice. Because when it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice to find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. Turn up the music, maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.